Well, I think so.
Do you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Yes, I've heard of it, but I
Heard?
don't remember having visited one.
What did you hear it called?
It was a granary where they stored, you know, the grain from the crops that they would gather. It's usually.
And the upper part of the barn where you could keep the hay would be the.
Loft.
Okay. Say if you had too much hay to put up in the loft, you'd leave it outside in a. You could leave it in a.
What is that, a crib?
Well, something that they'd set a pole down, and then they'd take the hay.
Yes, I've seen it and wrap it around it and hold it. But
They'd call.
I don't remember what that is called.
Do you remember what they'd call it when they'd cut the hay and dry it in the field and rake it up in little piles? Do you remember what they'd call those little piles that they'd rake up?
Bale.
But before they baled it, though.
Can't recall now.
What different animals did. You were around a farm some, I take it, or.
Oh yes, when I was teaching in the country, it was my first time to live in the country.
Where in the
Yeah.
country were you teaching?
I was down on the Woodville Road, oh, about 20 or 30 miles from Natchez,
Adams County then, or?
Adams County. And I lived with a family that had a lot of children. And I'd sit up at night and have classes with them. They didn't need to go to school the next day. And we walked 3 miles to school.
Gosh. Tell me about their farm, what animals they had and where the animals were kept and.
They had cows, and of course, the men used to do a lot of hunting, killing squirrels and coons and possums and shooting birds, you know. And it helped out a lot, you know, with the bills for the house, because they furnished the meat for the home. And they'd milk those cows, always have milk on hand.
Where
Don't
would.
see that now. And milk have milked the cow and put the milk in crocks. And this place where I lived was a log cabin, and had a hall about as wide as this room. And the children, there was a girl that did, the oldest girl did the milking. She used to come home from school and milk the cows every morning, strain that milk up and put it in this, in the what they call the milk safe.
Is that a piece of furniture or a
Yes,
safe?
it was similar to that. Had screen doors. And they'd set that milk up, you don't see that now, and the cream would rise on it about that thick. And you could skim the cream off, you know, they'd skim it off and finally leave it there, and it would form a crack of clabber, what they call clabber. And it was thick, and you could take that cream and put over it and put a little sugar in it, and it was very delicious.
Do you ever hear of anybody making anything out of that clabber?
Yeah, they made buttermilk out of the cream they used to skim off of, and they had a churn. Have you ever seen a churn? You've seen one?
I've never seen anyone use it, but I've seen them.
Yes. They put that cream, save enough, you know, until it would justify them, and they would churn it up and down, and finally